on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
You're gonna be popular. I'll teach you the proper poise when you talk to boys. Little ways to flirt and glance. Ooh, I'll show you what shoes to wear, how to fix your hair. Everything that really counts to be popular.
One of the memorable songs from the award-winning Wicked ran on Broadway, ran for years here in Chicago on Broadway, though. Tony Award winner for our next guest. Not only a Tony Award winner, an Emmy Award winner, the great Kristen Chenoweth joining us on the telephone right now. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning, Dean. How are you?
I'm doing so well and even happier now to hear your voice.
Oh, you too, darling. You too.
It's nice to hear you, and all of Chicago is so excited about you coming in for this big show that you're going to be doing at the Symphony Center.
You know that I love Chicago, right? That's like no lie and no like, ooh, I think I'll be nice to them. No, I actually love it there. I actually think that the orchestra is one of the top in the country, and I love the shopping. So let's just get real.
Girl's got her priorities. One, singing with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Two, hitting the stores on Michigan Avenue.
That's right. And getting a good steak and getting a good steak.
That's right. I know that. Now, you know, you're this big, and I'm holding up my little pinky finger right now when I say that. But the girl...
Well,
girl,
you know, I have a secret switch that I flip, and the food just goes away after I eat it. But, yeah.
I got to get me one of those switches. Yeah, this is going to be amazing. I know that you've been doing this at some venues around the country, performing with these amazing, gigantic orchestras. What's that like for you? I mean, to be in front of an orchestra like that, is it different from other singing arrangements that you've done or, you know, the many shows that you've done on Broadway?
Well, what I'm doing on tour right now, Dean, is I've got like three different shows I'm doing. I have an orchestra show that I do. I do also a piano vocal show, just myself and my pianist, Mary Mitchell, who will also be conducting. And then I have myself and my band, which is 6 piece. And so all the shows are different. And that's what's been fun about this tour is one night I'll play just piano vocal and the next night I'm in front of the orchestra. Like last week, I was in Phoenix and it was just my band, and the night before I was in Columbus and it was just me and Mary Mitchell. And so I'm excited to get back in front of the Chicago Symphony because I think it's probably been, I would probably say, 7 years probably with this orchestra.
Yeah.
And they just, I mean, you know. You know this, you live there and you understand the musicians that you have, but, you know, to stand in front of that particular orchestra, it fills me with such pride because they take their musicianship and their artistry so very seriously, and so do I. And yeah, they're not afraid to have fun, which I like to do in my show, as you can imagine. So I haven't done this particular music. I was in Chicago a year ago, and this is mostly new stuff because it's the orchestra show. So I just can't wait. I can't wait to stand in front of them and sing. You know, it fills me in such a way. It makes all the travel and all the, you know, different things that you have to do for the business part of it, and it makes the show. It reminds me of show is what I love.
Yeah,
you know?
more of the show than the business part of it.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
It has to be what motivates you. So in this, then, are you doing, songs from shows that you've been in? Are you doing, you know, classics, standards, maybe a little of all those things, I'm probably guessing?
Yeah, that's exactly right. I'm going to do a little bit of all of it. I love the songs from movies, so those will be represented, you know, even up to, you know, Toy Story 2 to... The Man Who Knew Too Much, from A Star Is Born, from, you know, songs that people will recognize, like Que Sera Sera, and as well as I Could Have Danced All Night. There'll be some Dolly Parton in there, because you know she's my favorite, and there'll be a gospel song. I just love doing all kinds of it, and Stephen Foster will be represented. So it's going to be, it does make sense, believe it or not. I realize when I say it, it's like, whoa, that's the bipolar music.
That's great. I think that kind of motivates the you know, most creative people that I know. They need that kind of changing it up a little bit to kind of, you know, keep them creatively excited.
Oh, for sure. For sure. We have to, or we'll jump off a cliff, right? I mean, even when you're in your work, you have different guests every day. You have different situations and current events and emergencies every day. And that's what makes it probably challenging and fun for you. Same with me.
Yeah,
same exact same thing for me.
Of course. So is it possible, you know, you've been part of so many amazing shows and, you know, Wicked, for which you were nominated for a Tony Award. The one for which you won the award, Sally, and You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. And the list goes on and on of amazing shows that you've been part of. Is it possible for you to have, you know, favorite moments, favorite shows, favorite performances that you've done through the years?
Yeah, I've got my favorite. I know everybody wants me to say Wicked, and I did love it. And I do love it. I'm so happy I was in a show that people, you know, have heard of and are still being touched by it. But the show that I always really, really wanted to do was a show that my voice teacher told me in Oklahoma when I was at college. She said, you need to someday do the operetta on the 20th century. Someday you will grow into it. And about 15 years ago, I met Comet and the Green and recorded some of their music from my first album, and they said, listen, there's a show we wrote for Madeline Kahn, and it's yours. You've got to do this someday. Will you promise us? And I promised, and it came up, and I did it last year, and it was highbrow comedy. It was dance. It was operetta in tone. So it kind of did everything that I do, and it was a huge challenge, but probably the happiest that I've ever been on stage. I loved it.
I always felt like that show was like tailor-made for you. It showed us like so many sides, you know, of Kristen that, you know, people didn't get to see in some of the other shows. Although I have to say, and I'm gonna go back to Wicked kind of here, a performance that I saw you do of the song For Good from Wicked, but you did it. You sang it at the United Center for Oprah Winfrey. Remember that gigantic show?
Of course I remember.
Oh, my God. I'm getting goosebumps talking about that now because the song was so perfect for what Oprah did over her long time. And the fact that they brought you in was such a big surprise to Oprah, and you sang it so beautifully, and it was just amazing.
I tell you what, you know, when you look back in your career and you have those, like, really big moments that are like landmarks in your mind that you remember. Obviously, that was for her last show. And they had, when I was singing, the song is For Good, and it's about, you know, it's about everything, love, friendship, forgiveness, about everything. And what they did is they had all those kids that she'd helped go through college at Morehouse College. And those men come in, and I have to tell you, I was like, don't cry. I was like thinking of everything I could not to cry. But when Oprah started doing the ugly cry, I was like, okay, Kristen, your larynx is in your brain. You need to pull it together. And I was like, do not cry. But you got to understand, I was seeing her face and Gail looking at her best friend, being so proud, and everybody on her staff looking at Oprah, and, you know, it was a very big honor, and obviously one I'll never forget. That's just one of those moments.
Truly one of the most moving live performances I've ever seen. And that's saying something at the United Center, you know, the intimate little arena we call the United Center, where the Blackhawks and Bulls play, where they did this, to make that like a small cabaret stage like you did that night. With that emotional performance was amazing. Let me take a quick break, and we'll come right back live with Kristen Chenoweth. It's going to be at the Symphony Center tomorrow. The show is available at 312-294-3000 or online at cso.org. Dean Richards, Sunday morning, WGN. Kristen Chenoweth live with us on the phone. And a little something from 20th Century that she was talking about ago. You say your favorite song, Kristen, and we play it. This is like a personal Kristen Chenoweth request line for you here.
Ask and you shall receive, baby.
Shall receive, exactly right. So I want to talk to you about last week's Tony Awards, which I thought were spectacular. Maybe one of the best Tony Award shows that I've ever seen. What was your take on the show in general?
My exact thoughts were exactly what yours were. I thought that one of the things I loved what James did is he just slid into being the perfect host, and there was no trying too hard or pressure. You know, when Alan and I hosted it last year, we wanted to do the same thing. There is no budget. There was no budget for us, and I just felt like James took what he was given and just elevated it. And you know what else he did? He just celebrated Broadway. He didn't make it and try to make it anything else other than Broadway. And that is what the Tonys needed and deserved. It was also great that we had the Hamilton. The Hamilton has changed, you know, this decade of music theater. And I thought the plays were well represented. I just thought the whole thing. And by the way, I had a gig that night. And I raced home. I was in Alabama. I raced home and saw the last 45 minutes. And I was just so proud of him. I was proud of him. I was proud of us as a community. And I was just proud of the shows that were represented. And that's what I thought. I just couldn't have been happier. Yeah. I hope they ask him back next year.
Yeah. I thought he did an amazing job. And especially given the tragic events that had happened earlier that day when, I mean, part of my, the many emotions that I went through a week ago today as an entertainment reporter is, oh my gosh, the Tony Awards are tonight. How in the world is James Corden going to be able to pull this off given the tragic event that just happened today? And he managed to perfectly walk the line of being respectful and reverent. Yeah. And then carefully transition into something that was so celebratory of Broadway and what Broadway is about. And the response to by the Broadway community to what had happened that day was also very moving. I mean, this is really a special mm-hmm. community, isn't it, the Broadway community?
I'll tell you what, there's nobody like it. Not to
if you do say so yourself,
like
right?
Right? I have been so blessed by the people that I've known and worked with in this community, Dean. And I'll tell you what, when your backup is against the wall, or you're injured, or you're sick, or you're celebrating, or whatever it is, those people, they come towards you. They don't go away from you.
Yeah.
They come toward you. And I'll tell you, it seemed right that I did not want to perform that night. Mary Mitchell, my conductor, said, you know, we've performed and rehearsed during Newtown shootings. We just didn't want to do it. And she said, if not us, then who? We must sing. And I was reminded of a quote that Leonard Bernstein said, and I won't get it exactly. And I do quote this in my show. And, of course, I said in Alabama, the day of Orlando, I said, Leonard Bernstein said, the best revenge is to make the most beautiful music. And we have to. If it was on a night of a big award show, I'm glad it was the Tonys, and I'm glad it was James Corden. I was horrified. I was saddened. I thought, this can't be happening yet again. It's becoming all too familiar.
Well,
but
yeah,
it was perfect. It was perfect.
It was beautifully done. An announcement mm-hmm. came out a little bit later on in the week that the stars of Broadway, Rita Moreno, Tony Toon, everybody involved in current shows and classic shows through the years are going to get together and do sort of a We Are the World style, what the world needs now, apparently. I'm wondering if Kristen Chenoweth has been approached about
it. You know what? Maybe so. I will tell you that anything that I'm asked to do that has to do with situations like what we have to face on our own soil, especially, but our community, I am in. And I got to tell you, I know, Dean, how responsible you are in your work. And I think that a performer like me, myself, had learned from performers like Sheeta and Rita and Tommy and Bernadette and Patty. It's because of performers like that, they've shown us, the younger generation, how to do it. And my job will be to show the even younger how to do it.
No, we're going to look forward to that. The other announcement that came out this week, and I'll let you go because I know you got to catch a plane. But
I'm actually at the airport.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Real quick then. They announced this week that the Wicked, the movie version of Wicked, is going to be coming out in 2019. Your name and Idina Menzel's names have been floated around as starring in it. What can you tell us about that?
You know, we are always in touch with our producers. We always speak, and our friends, you know, we over the years. And I think Idina and I just giggle because we're like, well, we could be them 20 years later. You know, we could be Elphaba and Glenda 2.0.
Oh, no.
Give us some Vaseline and or, you know, for sure. Well, you know, I don't know if I'll be playing a munchkin or if I'll be playing. But I'll tell you what, whatever they ask me to do, I'll do it because I love being a part of that family.
I think you both.
And they might not. Maybe I'll just get to come to opening premiere and watch it and be proud of, you know, the little nuggets that take over. Honestly, it's a joy to watch something continue on. It really is.
I think you both could easily step right back into that. But whatever it is, we'll take it.
Absolutely.
That's why we're so happy that Kristen Chenoweth will be in Chicago tomorrow night, 7:30 is showtime at the Symphony Center with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Kristen Chenoweth performing. You can get tickets at their box office, online at cso.org or 312-294-3000. Kristen, safe travels, and we look forward to seeing you here. Thank you so much for joining us.
Are you kidding? I'm honored to talk to you. Have a great Sunday.
Thank you, Kristen. We love you. Thank you very much.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.